question from Rahul Chaudhary Prabhu. How to overcome lusty desires when family, father, mother, wife, members strongly oppose early waking up or attending Mangala Aarti, seva in temple, attending temple lectures, programs, chanting 16 rounds for 2 hours, offering prasadam to the Lord. Because of lack of seva and less association of devotees, I am losing taste in reading, hearing. Because of the other situation, I am getting weaker and weaker in bhakti and I am becoming a victim of maya by watching bad sites on the internet. So please guide me how to be determined to face the opposition of my family members without my downfall. Your servant Rahul. Answer. Certainly it is a difficult situation. And individually everyone will have to find out the best way to practice Krishna consciousness in one specific situation. At the same time, there are some broad principles that we can learn. And here the broad principle is more or less a universal fundamental spiritual principle, and we can understand it from our day-to-day life also. If I don't eat food, I will become weak. And it doesn't matter why I am not eating food. If I don't eat food, I am going to become weak. So if a soldier goes to fight a war on a battlefield, and if he has not eaten food, the enemy is not going to spare the soldier just because the soldier has not eaten food. The enemy is going to use that opportunity and is going to wound and possibly kill that soldier. So it's a simple scientific fact that if we don't eat food, we will become weak. Similarly, the central devotional activities of hearing, associating with devotees, chanting 16 rounds and doing some basic services, they are the food for our spiritual strength. And if we don't eat that food, we are going to become weak. And then naturally, all around us, there is a battle with temptation because our culture is bombarding us with so many desires for indulgence as well as so many facilities or opportunities in terms of easy access to sites and television, and nowadays through cell phones also sites can be accessed. So we are in a situation where there is a battle, and if we don't eat food, the enemy is not going to spare us just for that reason. So therefore, knowing that we are on the battlefield, we have to make sure that we nourish ourselves. So certainly, we don't want to create unnecessary disruption in the family situation. So we have to find out what is the best way that we can practice our spiritual life without disrupting the home situation. So we have to look at primary and secondary devotional principles. So of course all devotional principles are important, but some are more important than others. So for example, say if somebody doesn't wear tilak at home or while going to work or even while coming to the temple, if say that wearing tilak frightens or alarms some other relatives and makes them feel that one has become a too serious about spiritual life, then one can avoid that visible symbol. And if that pacifies the other family members, and then they give the freedom to come to the temple or to chant the basic rounds, that should not be a problem. So like that, among the items that one has that have been listed here, you know, offering food to the Lord is important. But if in the home situation that is not practically possible because the family members are opposing, then that is okay. One can at least try to take vegetarian food and try to avoid onion garlic and mentally offer it to the Lord. That is okay. But chanting the basic number of rounds and coming to the temple, or at least in some other way hearing classes and getting spiritual inspiration, is absolutely important. And if one finds Mangala Aarti very inspiring and one finds particular services very inspiring, that is also good. So now one has to create the time for that. So, in general, there are certain things that others expect us to do. And if we do those things, then apart from that, they give us the freedom to do what we want to do also. For example, in a office, if we have certain work to do, it's not necessary that the boss will be supervising, say, 8 or 10 hours, constantly looking over our shoulder to see what we are doing. But if the boss gives us certain work, and if we do it, then apart from that, we may have some time in the office in which we can do some other things. Similarly, with our family, in general, there are certain basic expectations that the family has from us. So there may be certain social occasions, there may be certain family responsibilities. And if we are taking care of them, then they will also allow us to do certain things that we feel are important for our own personal spiritual development. And if in spite of our having taken care of the basic responsibilities, still our family members are not giving us that freedom, then one has to become a little more assertive. Especially if it's intervening in our basic spiritual practices, then there is no reason to be timid. One doesn't have to be unnecessarily confrontationalist, but at the same time, one doesn't have to be unnecessarily compromising also. So one can be polite but firm, and we can create the space in terms of time for basic devotional activities. So maybe if required, one can take the guidance of some senior devotee about determining now what all are the expectations from the home side that are essential and that need to be fulfilled. And there are certain other things which may be just unwarranted expectations. It is true that in the world, no matter how much we do for others, people will always expect more and more from us. So we cannot satisfy even one person completely in this world, what to speak of several people completely. At the same time, that just because we can't satisfy anyone completely doesn't mean that we become insensitive about their needs, especially their authentic needs. So we have to find out what are their what are their requirements, what are the important family responsibilities which we are expected to take care of. And if we're taking care of them, then we can be assertive and create time for ourselves. Because if we say we will not create time for ourselves because we don't want to be assertive, then we are not assertive with our family members, then what happens is our mind becomes assertive and demanding from us. And when the mind takes us on a ride, we waste so much time on that. And not only do we waste the time, we also waste the mental energy and the impressions that come up, and then there's some amount of guilt that comes up. And possibly all that complex set of emotions that arise, firstly uncontrolled desire, then guilt because of indulging in that desire, then the pent-up feeling of resentment towards those because of whom we feel we are succumbing to lust, that all that will affect our relationship with the family members also. So we will, at one level, be wasting time in succumbing to the temptations, and we'll also be having bad feelings because of having succumbed to the temptations, which we will indirectly voice, and sometimes directly also burst out with our family members. So rather than having the relationships go down negatively from that perspective and also have ourselves sliding down spiritually, it is better to be assertive beforehand and do whatever it takes to protect our basic consciousness and our basic spiritual practices. So intelligently discerning what are the essential responsibilities that have to be done in the home, and once they have been done, then checking that what are the inordinate demands which need not be met, and becoming assertive. That's how we will be able to create time for our spiritual life. And over a period of time, as we practice spiritual life, our family members will also start seeing that our spiritual practices have made us not less responsible, but more responsible. Because we'll find that our mind is more peaceful, our senses are more controlled, and we can get more things done in less time. And if we can assuage their fear that our spiritual practices will make us more irresponsible or more insensitive, more otherworldly and uncaring about basic family responsibilities. If we can assuage that fear, in general, we will be allowed the facility to practice our spiritual life. And certainly in this world, without becoming assertive, we don't get anything. That is natural. Because everybody around us has so many desires, and they will all treat us as, to put it bluntly, instruments for fulfilling their desires and demands. And if we become that, then what to speak of having a spiritual life? We won't even have a proper material life. We'll just be running from pillar to post to fulfill everyone else's material desire. And even if those desires are fulfillable, but still the endeavor required for fulfilling them may be inordinate. And if we try to satisfy everyone around us, it is not possible to satisfy everyone. And in the whole process of trying to satisfy everyone, we keep Krishna dissatisfied. And Krishna dissatisfied, we become ourselves spiritually dissatisfied. And that is what causes us to succumb to temptations. So we have to recognize that we have to give due priority to developing our relationship with Krishna, satisfying Krishna, and thereby gaining spiritual strength so that we can also do our other responsibilities competently. Thank you.